I'm Pete Foster. This is Green, all things environmental on WRS. Last week, we heard a report on The National about persistent pollutants being released by glaciers into some of Switzerland's lakes. And after that report ran, a group called the Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic Pollutants got in touch to fill us in on the international perspective of this story. And the hangover from this type of pollution is an ongoing problem. And indeed, in some developing countries, they are still being produced. Earlier, I spoke to Stockholm Convention Senior Scientific Officer, Ms. Fatoumata Kieta Juan, and I asked her what kind of chemicals were out there and why they were considered still dangerous.
Yeah, we're talking about organic chemicals that are used in agriculture, in industry, and in commodity products. And they are used as pesticides. Some are flame retardants. And their danger comes from the fact that they persist in the environment. Once they are released, they may stay for decades, 100 years. And for some of them, we don't even know how long it will take to degrade. So they stay a long time.
Okay,
they do also bioaccumulate in the food chain.
Uh-huh.
And they have toxic effects.
So what kind of toxic effects?
They have some are neurotoxic, neurological effect. They have effect on reproduction in environmental animals and in human. And some of them are carcinogenic. They promote cancer in organisms in the environment. So therefore, and given that they bioaccumulate and their concentration in organisms increase, this is a very significant danger that the Stockholm Convention is looking at minimizing.
And give me a name that we might recognize. Are we talking here about what, dioxin, DDT? What kind of pollutants that really worry you, really register there?
All of these chemicals are worrying, but there are some that are more used in different parts of the world. And talking about Western countries and Switzerland particularly, we had the PCBs, which have been used in transformers, in electrical systems. But we do also have now flame retardants, the brominated flame retardants that have been used extensively on plastics, in textile to prevent the fire propagation.
Okay. All right. Now, the story we had last week was concerned pollutants that were laid down decades ago and made their way into the glaciers, but these chemicals are being created and produced today.
Some of them are old chemicals that have not are not being produced anymore, and these are the PCBs, but they are still present because, as I told you, they take decades to degrade. So they remain and they accumulate in colder climate, in the glaciers, in the Arctic. And one of the fears now is that with the climate change and the global warming, they will be even more released in the environment. But there are many other pops that are being produced still and used still. The flame retardants that I mentioned, one of the chemicals being under consideration, PFOS, are also still used. And that means that their release in the environment continues. And with the changing climate again, their mobilization and biomagnification in the food chain will increase. So we'll have more and more of these chemicals. And the convention really tries to get the countries, the parties to the convention, to take measures to reduce the use and the release of these POPs in the environment.
And where are they being made? Which countries?
They have been produced in many countries. PFOS have been produced for a long time in the United States. They have stopped the production of PFOS in the late 90s, but it's still being produced in China, for example. The flame retardants are also being produced, let's say, all over the world. The ones that are controlled by the convention for the time being, production have been stopped in early 2000, but they are still in products because they have been used in plastics, on textile, and they are around us.
And talk to me now about the efforts being made to stop this production. The Stockholm Convention, just give me a little bit of the history of that and what work it does now.
The convention has been signed in 2001 and entered into force in 2005. And the main objective of Stockholm Convention is to bring the parties to take measures to ban the use and production of the POPs, and also to have financial assistance to countries, developing countries that use them and produce them, so that they introduce alternatives to the persistent organic pollutant. And the financial assistance and technical assistance is mainly funded by the Global Environment Facility. This is an important measure under the convention, because the idea is not only to tell parties to stop the use, stop the production, but to give them resources so they can use safer alternatives to persistent organic pollutants.
And that was Ms. One of the Stockholm Convention talking about the work that they do. She went on to tell me that some of the highest concentrations of these persistent organic pollutants can be found in the blood and breast milk of Inuit populations of the Arctic, people who were never exposed to the original products, which is a fairly scary idea. I'm Pete Foster, and this has been Green.